Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Cupid Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kaushal Shinde from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to Cupid Limited Q2 FY24 phone call. From the management side, we have Mr. Aditya Ahluwalia, Managing Director, and Mr. Om Prakash Garg, who is Senior Advisor. Now I will hand over the call to Mr. Om Prakash Garg. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Kaushal. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Cupid Limited, we would like to welcome you all for attending the Q2 FY24 earnings conference call today. We hope by now you have seen the second quarter financial results we had published last night through the BSE. Without any further delay, we would like to open the session for question and answer discussions. Mr. Aditya Ahluwalia, our Managing Director, is also with us on this call. Thank you, and let's open the conference call, please.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from Cogent Finvest. Please proceed.
Yeah. Hi. So I have two questions related to our performance and overall the current developments which are happening in the company. So first of all, I wanted to understand why there was a dip in this quarter's performance. What was the major reason behind it?
Okay. The main reason for lower sales during this quarter was lack of high-margin female condom orders from South Africa and also the late reporting of testing results from their laboratory. For the first part, I would request Aditya to please cover the new businesses.
Hello. Thank you, sir, for having me over the call. Yes, the results have not been in line with the expectations. As Om sir mentioned, we had a very poor sales quantity for female condoms. Going forward, we want to improve our sales for female condoms by entering new markets, particularly in a B2C segment. We want to increase our sales force numbers over there. We have people on the ground to do so also.
Okay. Okay. Om sir, my next question is to you. What's the progress on IVD kits, the testing kits? How is the progress, and is it possible to start see the production in early next year, or it will take some more time?
all our 16 products which have been certified by the drug controller of India are already in the market within the country in India, and sales have been steadily improving. This quarter we have done about 90 lakhs worth as compared to about 20 in the previous quarter. However, the major thrust for IVD kit sales would come after year and a half, when we would complete 3 years of manufacturing requirement by the regulators, as well as we would get the WHO certificate and the CE mark certificate for the European sales. When we receive those, then only we would be able to participate in large export tenders. That business is worth 300 to 400 crores.
Okay. And so during this quarter, what was the breakup of our exports and domestic sales?
Exports were 94% and domestic were the balance 6%.
Okay, and major contributor to the export market?
Major contributors were sales to Tanzania and also to UNFPA, United Nations Population Fund.
Okay. My next question is to Aditya ji. So Aditya ji, in your press release filing, we have press release filed by the company. We have seen that you are discussing about the expansion of Alvasia Group, and so what's your vision behind the takeover of Cupid, and where do you see this in, let's say, next 3 to 5 years?
Okay, in comparison to other Southeast Asian countries, the penetration of the concept of family planning and sexual health is not as high in India versus the other countries, as I mentioned, in Southeast Asia. So that was the major contributor due to which we are seeing the healthcare sector in India evolve, especially post-COVID, and the distribution and sales of male condoms under the several brand names we know is going to increase significantly according to us. That is why we entered this sector.
Okay. So how do you plan to ramp up the Cupid brand name and their facilities, or what's your insight on the taking the Cupid to the next level? As we can see there, the business was kind of a stagnated around turnover point of view. So how do you see this ramping up? So you will be the driving force, or any more professionals will be joining the company?
Okay, so this is a two-pronged question. One is to do with capacity, and the other is to do with employing a good force, sales force, as I mentioned. So the first question, in terms of capacity expansion, we have enough cash in our books accumulating to close to 125 crores.
Correct.
To triple our current capacity. We are already seeing 95 capacity utilization, so yes, we have very good reason to do so. Secondly, when it comes to hiring a competent management team at a high level, we have already started working with professionals with more experience than the existing professionals in our company. We will be adding many key managerial persons to the C-suite roster, and we will ensure that everything is transparent going forward within the company.
Oh, Okay. So as you mentioned, we are already at 95% of the utilization level, and as I mentioned, the turnover is stagnated. So have we identified any expansion plans? It will be near the existing plant or any new locations or anything that you guys have identified and then tried to take over the Cupid, or it will be going to be the activity now on? Now we will be identifying the new spaces and everything.
There are many opportunities when it comes to where we can make land acquisitions. Our main concern and focus has been from the start of the acquisition to associate ourselves with thorough professionals in the field we are entering into. And when it comes to land acquisition, I think we that will not be a concern.
Okay. And you guys going to still follow the existing model, like focusing more on the exports and limited presence in India, or you guys going to expand into India more aggressively?
Okay. So two parts to the question. Yes, we have, when it comes to exports, our current business will stand as it is. With the new capacity additions, we would like to enter into the B2C markets of international, using our international connects, who are already helping us participate in the tenders of these governments in, as sir mentioned, Tanzania, South Africa, Brazil. These key countries, we will be having sales executives to help with B2C. Simultaneously, in India, we will also push towards B2C in terms of introducing a few new products along with our existing products to help increase sales.
Okay, got it. So any kind of spend on B2C brand building or that you are looking at for let's say next remainder of this half and FY25 and 26, because creating a brand in a B2C will be a costly affair. So how do you see this happening?
Yes, it is a very costly affair. In India, everyone is very price conscious. So the way we would position ourselves going forward is that we were the first company in India to introduce female condoms.
Correct.
And this is a given.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Please continue.
Yes, this is a given fact that we are the first manufacturers of female condoms, and we will be using the base we have of several certifications as a way to enhance our sales in the B2C market in India.
Okay. Thank you. And my last question to Om sir. Om sir, you will be continuing with an agent advisor role for how much period, or you will be leaving the company?
No, my plan is to continue with the new management for at least 3 years.
Great, sir. That is good to hear. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Next question is from the line of Mansimran from Bandhan Mutual Fund. Please proceed.
My question is to Aditya sir. The question is very simple. Like, do you see in future, like, it can give a sub competition to Mankind Pharma?
The immediate competition we can give to any existing brand in India is in the line of female condoms. We have a team who is working on a very good marketing strategy to introduce our other products like lubricant jellies, like personal lubricant jellies, like nail condoms, and we'll be packaging these products together and selling it in the Indian market.
Okay, so like in the market, it will be visible, right? The Cupid brand will be visible.
Yes, we will make sure it's visible on every, we will try to make sure it is visible in as many shop tills as possible. That is the best point of sale for any condom in India.
Correct. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vaibhav Barjatia from Honesty and Integrity Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, so thanks for providing the opportunity. So earlier you said that you will be doing B2C. So your B2C focus will be only on female condom, or you will be doing male condom as well in India particularly?
It will be for both.
It will be both. Okay. So earlier, you know, historically, whenever we have analyzed and questioned Mr. Garg on this, there has been a consensus from Mr. Garg that the margins are not good enough and profits are not good enough. And that's why we don't want to go down that path. But now there is a change of thinking. So I just want to know that what are the views which can bridge the earlier thinking of the organization to now change thinking of the organization that, that you know, we want to change track and now start investing in B2C, both male and female condom? Because earlier it was very clear for Mr. Garg that we don't want to do that because of low margins and returns are not good enough.
Yes. So the earlier commentary by the by Mr. Garg has been in line with his efforts. His efforts are to make Cupid a global brand. A global brand can be made in any way possible. Either you do B2B or B2C. Keeping that in mind, he has found the path to least resistance for the growth of the company he's been able to achieve. So for further growth, we will always concentrate on B2B. But as I mentioned, the under-penetration of sexual health and wellness in India has to be pushed forward at a very good speed, because post-COVID, we are seeing very good numbers of growth. And we would always want to have a brand, Cupid brand, available to the Indian consumer that will bring about a lot of value for Cupid as a company. And this is something I believe any brand would like to achieve, have a market presence in the ever-growing growth story of India.
Right. Understand. Completely. So basically, you know, building a brand is obviously a long-term affair, and most of the brand end up burning money in near term. So would that be the case with us as well? Because obviously there will be a lot of investment required in distribution, advertising, marketing. So should we expect that that there will be the short term pressures will be there from building this business? Obviously, longer term we will benefit from building the brand. But in short to medium term, there will be pressures from building this business.
When it comes to building any business in India, distribution is key. And the way to get distribution in India is having people who have had significant experience in creating distribution lines. So we believe strongly the current individuals we have hired in the company are testament to the fact that they have built great brands and great distribution lines.
Got it. Understand. And you also talked about, launching some newer products apart from the existing products. So, any thoughts on what could be these new products?
These new products will only be used to bundle our existing products and have a better value proposition at the point of sale for existing customers. For basically customers who are going to the shop and asking for the different varieties of condoms available. People will, in India, like a good proposition to buy any consumables. So we want to just introduce these extra products as a good value proposition for the end customer.
Got it. Understand. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Dikshant from DB Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hey, team. Hi, Aditya. Question for you. Firstly, congratulations on the acquisition of Cupid.
Thank you.
The first question is basically on our new business that we are going to be starting in the direct-to-consumer space. Currently, we have a 94.6% distribution. Is there any thought process of how much of the new business you want to take in retail terms, both India and international?
In terms of contribution going forward, we don't want to try and blitz the market in any way, shape, or form because it costs a lot of money to do so. We will like to have a very good number of receivables, good quality receivables going forward in any business opportunity we undertake, whether it's B2C or B2B. So going forward, I hope that we are able to showcase better results, definitely. It will definitely be better than what you're seeing right now, but when I say better, I expect at least a 2x growth from there in the coming 3 years.
So, Aditya, the reason I'm asking this question is because our cash conversion cycle is around 6 months in the B2B business. And I'm sure that the thought process is also that going forward in the next couple of years, in the direct FMCG business of direct-to-consumer, our cash conversion will go better, our margins will be better. So, that's the goal I'm assuming. Please help me learn this better. But what is the idea ki kitna percentage of our revenue should be coming from B2B and how much should be coming from B2C? Even if some rough numbers would be helpful.
Right now, we have to start selling. My apologies. We cannot give a forward guidance on this particular number. But I can give a very clear guidance on our receivables being met on a more timely basis going forward because we are working thoroughly on our contracts.
Got it.
In B2B.
Aditya, would the first goal would be to go and capture the Indian market, or would it be more to expand our market in out of India for the direct-to-consumer segment?
In direct-to-consumer segment out of India, we will be making sure the existing channel partners are able to sell with good credit terms. When it comes to direct-to-consumer in India, we are only going to be concerned about markets where there is a very good opportunity to bring about top-line contribution.
A couple of other brands like BeSafe have also gotten into the female contraceptive market and the female condom market. And clearly, there is a good sort of market opportunity for us. Is there any specific what was the one thing that was, the go-getter for you to acquire Cupid? Is there any specific one thing in the market opportunity that you are seeing?
the market opportunity, I think, is simply speaking the growth story of India.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to us as a business, mm-hmm. we are a business, we've been in business for the last 60 years as a
mm-hmm.
family group company.
Mm-hmm.
The business we are in is close to maturing, and we feel that the sexual wellness and health mm-hmm. and family planning business in India is at its infancy stage still.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Got it. Last question, Aditya. Right now, our open offer is in the market, and it is right around 26%. But the price for this is at $325, and our current market is more than 2x of this. So, how much have we already been able to acquire in the last couple of days of the open offer? And two, what if we are not able to acquire the whole subscription of 26%?
The open offer is still not open.
It's 6th November, right?
It's still to open.
It's still to open.
Yes.
In the filing, it was written that it would be opened on 6th of November, correct?
Contingent on getting clearances, which we expect to get in the coming week for sure.
Okay. So would we be revising the price because it is like literally at 50% of the market price right now? Less than.
We are not looking to revise the price on the open offer, no.
So if we would not be revising the price on the open offer and the current price is at 2x, do you think we'll be able to get the open offer subscription?
Well, when the open offer was triggered,
mm-hmm.
the price that time was close to 350 rupees.
Yes, sir.
So from that price level, it has gone up.
Mm-hmm.
It could have also gone down.
Very true.
We would have to maintain 325 rupees either case.
Got it. Got it. So has the family thought that in future we would be acquiring more stake?
We would first like to work on the business at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, acquiring more stake reduces the number of shares in the market, increases
yeah.
the market price, but that is a very unnatural way of looking at growth.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give one follow-up question here on our consumer business. So around 120, 140 crores of cash that we are having, the idea is in the start of the call you portrayed that we would be using this cash to expand our facilities. On the marketing side and hiring new people on the new sort of human capex that we would be doing, do we plan to raise any money from the markets, take any borrowings, or will there be any more cash infusion?
As of today, the cash we have in our books is sufficient to 3x our existing capacity if we factor in land acquisition and plant and machinery, mm-hmm. as well as human capex.
Mm-hmm.
So we do not need outside funding, yes.
Perfect, perfect. Congratulations, Aditya, again. Thank you so much for the answers.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pranay Gandhi from Green Portfolio. Please proceed.
Hi, good evening, everyone. My first set of questions I would want to direct it to Mr. Aditya. So I just, well, since you have already shared the motivation behind the acquisition and the vision moving forward, I would want to know if there are any synergies that can be anticipated from the acquisition to enhance the business in terms of cost or raw materials.
When it comes to synergies, it would be more to do with doubling down our efforts to improve SOPs in place, because we come from a manufacturing background.
Okay. And my next question would be in regards to the capacity expansion that you were referring to earlier. with the amount of cash we have, 125 crores, as you mentioned that it is enough to triple the capacity. With the current utilization of 95 crores, are you looking to do that in near future? I mean, at what stage is this planning?
Sure.
And how much time would it take for it to reach the final stage once the company triggers it?
We expect our capacity expansion plans to materialize within 16 to 24 months.
Okay. And are you planning to launch it anytime soon?
Launch what? Could you please repeat?
I mean, commence the capacity expansion.
As of today, we have seven dipping lines, and beyond seven dipping lines, we have the machinery required to make the final product. Those, the same capacity expansion, if we just look at doubling down with the current capacity, we'll be introducing seven more dipping lines going forward. It will be a seamless process because we already have a blueprint of our own existing facility.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Mr. Aditya. For next set of questions, if Mr. Gogo, you can answer that. I just want some clarity on this, that for the IVD division, getting the WH approval had a couple of prerequisites in terms of having 3 years of manufacturing license and 12 to 16 months of, getting that CE certification. So I just want to know, what is the time period when we can anticipate this to be in our hands?
Om, sir.
Okay. I think the clearance from WHO and for the CE marking would take from additional 12 to 16 months. Once we get those permissions, by that time, we would also have completed 3 years of manufacturing experience, which is again one of the other major requirements of the export tenders, high value export tenders. So I would say from FY 2026 onwards, we would be fully equipped to cater to the large-scale export tenders.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Gul. And I would just want clarity on the status of the discussion that we were having with the companies in Singapore and US for manufacturing of their patented products. What is the progress on that?
The progress with the U.S. company is going relatively well. We are still in discussion at the technical level and exchange of information in terms of our manufacturing capacity and capabilities and their marketing requirements. However, the negotiations with the Singapore party has slowed down because they have been able to locate another manufacturing source. That's what we have learned recently.
Okay, fair enough. And what would be the order size for the US-based company?
It's too early to estimate that.
Not a problem. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participant, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Onkar Gokardare from Shri Investments. Please proceed.
Yeah. First of all, I wanted to ask Mr. Aditya that what would be the 4 or 5 immediate things you would be doing to make the company again on a growth path, and what are the 4 or 5 long-term things you will be doing in the company?
Okay. When it comes to the few things we are doing right now, first, we are taking stock of the inventory of the company. We are taking stock of the processes in the company. We are ensuring that the ERP systems in place are sufficient going forward to cater to the demands on it. For the input of data, data flow should be with everybody at every point of time. The contracts which we are working with for exports, those contractual terms are improving going forward. Our aging debtors has improved significantly. Simultaneously, we are working on B2C in India as well as B2C abroad. We are working with existing contracts in our tendering business to increase our B2C presence as much as we can in South American countries as well as South Africa as a country. And in the B2C space in India, we are already going to be, we are working on launching a new packaging for our product. New bundlings are being worked on. And in the future, I would say that the more capacity we have, we will ensure that distribution lines are set to cater to the flow of end product we get out of the capacity expansion.
Okay, so if you want to just talk about the vision of yourself about the company, where you want to see the company in say next 3 to 5 years in terms of sales, in terms of profitability, in terms of market share, in terms of cash flow, etc.
In terms of all these things, I would say, simply speaking, we want to be looked upon as a high growth company. We look to get 15% to 20% year-on-year increase in sales post the start of these expansion projects. We expect to start expanding by quarter one of FY25. We will be seeing in quarter two of FY25, we will start participating in tendering of IVD test kits also on a B2B level, because then by then we'll gain 3 years of manufacturing experience. So there's a lot of top line addition ahead, honestly, what I feel.
And what would that translate into the bottom line then? What kind of thinking you have then on that front then? You are talking about a high growth company.
Gee. So on that front, we have EBITDA margins today at 12 to 13% for male condoms. And for female condoms, it is 31 to 32% currently. At most on these EBITDA levels, we'll be seeing changes of 3 to 5% going forward once we start expansion by doubling our top line in the coming years.
So 4 to 5% margin expansion on each category or as a combined?
As a combined, we will be seeing, since we'll be adding scale, we'll be seeing a 4 to 5% margin expansion mostly on the female condom end and less than half of it on the male condom end.
So right now for this quarter, you had a EBITDA margin of 15%.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Onkar. Your voice is breaking.
Hello.
Yes, this is better now.
Yeah, I was asking whether right now you have EBITDA margins of around 15% for at least this quarter. So from next financial year, you will be targeting around 20% kind of EBITDA margin at a company level.
At a company level, the EBITDA margin will be much more pleasing to all of us going forward, because this year, as you can see, the other expenses are bloated. That is primarily due to the charges, UNFPA. We have to pass on charges to UNFPA for contractual non-performance, because our quality of product which we shipped in transit for the person lubricants deteriorated during the shipment transit. And after receiving the shipment, UNFPA cancelled our contract for that particular order, and we have to pay penalties accordingly. So our other expenses are bloated because of that. So going forward, this is a one-time expense other than other expenses, due to which our margins will be higher than 20% on the EBITDA level.
This is from the start of new financial year, you are saying, right?
As from start of new financial year, you'll be seeing significant improvement, yes. And by the end of financial year, we expect to end the financial year with a top line of close to 140 crores.
Okay, so from that level, is it safe to assume that you will be doubling your revenues in next, say, 3 to 4 years, and similar will be the trajectory for the bottom line?
Yes, you can use FY24 as a baseline.
Yeah, and from that, you would be targeting around doubling of revenue and doubling of profitability, right, in the next 3 to 4 years?
Yes, sir. We will be looking towards doing that.
Okay. One more thing I just wanted to ask. Now, you have 125 crores of cash. You have already told that you would be, it would be sufficient for you to triple your capacity. But apart from you, obviously, you won't be tripling the capacity immediately. So, what would be the utilization of cash, say like four or five things you will be looking at to use this cash, apart from right capacity expansion?
The immediate utilization of cash right now is to set up our sales force, domestic sales force, which is already ongoing for the B2C India sales team. And we are headed by a very competent individual for it. And we've already started working on the packaging end, the bundling end, and we will start sales. We've already started with sales, if I'm not wrong, on the B2C front with this new vision in mind.
Yeah. Apart from sales, adding Salesforce, what else you are looking at for utilization of cash?
For utilization of funds, we'll be first buying a parcel of land, which will be sufficient to minimum have 7 dipping line capacity installation. We would like to easily have a requirement going forward, or not a requirement, a capacity going forward of more than 1 billion units of male condoms and more than 100 million units of female condoms per annum.
Okay, so apart from capacity expansion and addition of sales force, are you looking at anything else?
These are two key ingredients for us to increase our capacity. And also, in addition to this, I already mentioned we are working on other cost-saving factors, like looking at improving our contractual terms, improving our cost-saving basis within the company, in re-looking into the SOPs of the company and trying to bring about more efficiencies within those SOPs with the help of our manufacturing background.
Okay, so with so much of going on earlier, there used to be talks of buybacks and all that. That is, I guess, out of question now. But what would be the distribution of cash to the shareholders? What would be the policy on that front of the new management?
As of this year, we have only paid out dividend once. We want to continue over the last 3-4 years, which I recall, it was 4.5 to 6 rupees worth of dividends per share on face value of 10 rupees, which were paid out to shareholders. We would like to continue with a dividend payout definitely in the coming years. It will be slightly less than what the shareholders have seen over the last 3 to 4 years, because we will be doubling our efforts to increase the capacity, which the company has had a very good opportunity to do and will do under the new management and with the help of HomeCert leading us.
Okay, if I can be a little more specific to the capacity expansion thing, how much capacity you would be adding and what kind of funds you require for that? And what would be the commencement year for that particular capacity you are looking at?
As of now, Om sir, could you please answer this question, sir?
Yes. I think we would require approximately 50 to 60 crores to add 7 more lines, which would give us a total capacity of close to 1 billion condoms. And the time period will be approximately 2 years.
Okay, so currently from what level it will be 1 billion, and what about the addition of capacity for female condoms? From what level to what level it will be?
Currently we have 50 million capacity for female condoms, and we could easily double that because the same machines which are used to manufacture male condoms can be easily converted to make female condoms. Our real challenge is to generate more orders and popularize the use of female condoms, which would be a big challenge. But in terms of capacity for female condoms, if need be, we could ramp it up to easily 100 million pieces of female condoms.
And what about the male condoms? From what level to what level it will be?
It will be 480 to over 900 million.
Okay, so a doubling of capacity on both fronts, female and male condoms, right?
Correct.
Okay, and what could be the asset turn for that?
I'm sorry?
Asset turnover, Aditya, if you can answer that question on that 50-60 crore which you will be putting in.
Sure. So, going forward, as of today, as you know, we have 7 dipping lines. Each dipping line has a capacity of 70 million units. So, and the 480 million capacity which we have yields close to 150 crores of revenue. Going forward, we expect it to double. And we need to have a very strong distribution setup to for the increased capacity to be sold to end customers.
So that means if you are
putting
So if you, that means if you are putting in 50 crores, so if you are incrementally looking at adding 150 crores on that, so that would be around 3x asset turn, right? You are expecting.
If you look at a simply speaking 15% increase year on year on the top line, the bottom line will margin will expand based on the scale we are able to generate at the end of the capacity expansion plan. So on a 15% basis, without talking about bottom line, we can see in the matter of 5 years an easy double just on 15%, and we have targets of higher.
Yeah, so you just now mentioned that you would be looking around doubling in 3 to 4 years, right?
Yes, yes. I'm taking the base case, not even the base case, the lower than base case scenario which we are looking at right now.
So that's the bare minimum you are looking at, doubling of revenues in 3 to 4 years from
yes.
FY24?
Yes.
Okay, and with obviously higher EBITDA margins of more than 20%, which you mentioned just now.
Yes.
Okay. Another
once
thing
we are once we finish our expansion plans, that's important to note. Once we finish our first,
that would be Please go ahead. Yeah, please.
No, that's about it.
Okay, so that would be after 2 years, right? You are saying.
By third year, we should be able to easily have a good sales order for the extra capacity we install. All the extra capacity we install, we expect to install 7. Minimum by 2 years.
Okay, and so if you look at around 300 crores of ballpark revenue in say next 3 to 4 years, where US FDA sales stand in this equation?
When it comes to USA, okay. Om sir, if you could please throw light on this.
Well, the bottom line, we would be expecting more than 60 crores in profit after tax based on the 300 crores turnover number.
No, okay, that is fine. What I was asking was you are trying for US FDA approval to get into the US for the female.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, yes. For the female condom, we are going to be getting into the market for the female condoms. As of today, we sell Maxima brand in Tanzania in Africa for our female condoms. We will be selling the same brand at a more than double price in the US because that is the going rate per unit in the US for female condoms.
And
after we get the US FDA approval, yes.
Yeah. Now, if I may add, we are still in discussion with the US FDA. And they have asked us to modify the clinical study, which we are currently doing at a research center in South Africa. And assuming we get the US FDA approval in 12 to 15 months, we could expect to increase our female condom sales in America. And as you know, there is only one qualified manufacturer who has a complete monopoly for sale of female condoms in the U.S. So our efforts are to try to get the U.S. FDA approval as soon as possible.
No, but the modification of clinical study thing was going on for last, say, 6 to 8 months, right? So any progress on that front? And if Aditya, you would be engaging with this process, and like, and this three, if this 300 crore includes the sales from USA, once you get the US FDA approval, or this is excluding that you are talking about?
This is excluding that, because we would only be looking at existing sales line and increasing sales lines in India and through channel partners abroad. This will be based, obviously, as a very big opportunity, which, as mentioned by Om sir, we are finishing with the clinical trials in within 1.5 years more.
So, more 1.5 years for clinical study you would require. Is that correct?
No, correct. 1 year. One year more to complete the clinical study at the end of 2024, and then 6 additional months after that for setting up the distribution channel and our marketing strategy all over the U.S.
So basically, what's the process? Once you finish the clinical study, what are the steps you have to follow?
We have to submit the clinical study report along with some additional manufacturing data from existing Cupid operations to the US FDA for their evaluation and discussion. And then their technical panel then would review all this data and hopefully recommend that Cupid be qualified. So all that process, we are estimating about 6 months.
So, before FY26, you are not looking for any kind of sales or any approval from US FDA, right?
Yeah, beginning of 2026.
So, anything, if there is from US female condom front, that would be from 2026 onwards only, right? And this is not included in the 300 crore target which you are talking about, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, with all that, just wanted to ask what kind of ROCE and ROE targets you have for the company?
So, if you see, at the end of 2 years, the capacity expansion is expected to cost us 50 to 60 crores. And if our EBITDA margins are, let's say, just 20% going forward, we easily see a ROC higher than that once we are able to push hard with the sales numbers going forward.
Sorry, I missed the point. What level you mentioned for ROC?
50 to 60 crores is the employ as capital.
Correct.
Going forward, we'll be able to at least get 20% ROC.
Okay. Okay, so 20% ROC you are looking at.
Yes, because the margins of the of product are quite high.
Okay, and this is only, you are talking only after 2 years, but what about this next 2 years? What you would be thinking, I mean, what's the strategy for this next 2 years before the capacity expansion actually starts?
What are your plans? Capacity expansion, which is going to start right now, it is going to start in a very staggered manner. We don't want to set up, if we want, in a matter of 1 year, we can set up 7 dipping lines going forward. But that will have a very big impact on the ROC. We are reviewing the impacts on ROC as we speak. And we are only concerned right now of creating sales turnover going forward.
Yeah, because you mentioned that this year turnover you are expecting around 140 crore, which will be again kind of similar level to the last H2. So that's why I'm
yes.
asking. So whatever growth you are expecting after FY24 only, right? Maybe
yes,
from
FY24. Not only we are expecting growth after FY24, we are expecting to streamline the processes within the company, which there are very few to streamline in the first place, and get our sales figures back in line for the H2.
Okay, for H2, right?
Yes, for H2 we will get our sales figures back in line with the previous FY23 numbers.
Okay. Another thing which you mentioned in the press release is that you would be looking to increase your order pipeline. So if we look at the current order book, it is around 77 crore. And if you calculate last quarter, it was around 104 crore, I guess. And this year, this quarter sale were around 34 crore. So if you calculate that around at least approximately 6 to 7 crores worth of only orders were added. So what kind of targets you have for the upcoming quarters and years?
Okay, we are expecting some major orders from South Africa and UNFPA in next 2 months.
And
so,
this is for female or male you are expecting?
80% male condoms and hopefully 20% female condoms.
This is Africa and UNFPA you mentioned, right?
Yes, please.
And what about the Brazilian thing then?
The Brazilian tender is also supposed to be published at the end of December. And we are expecting a reasonably good volume of order for female condoms from there.
Oh, okay. Aditi, if you can answer this question, say, looking forward next 3 to 4 years, what kind of contribution you are expecting from male and female category? At least what would you aspire?
What I aspire when it comes to this contribution going forward would be to stay in line with the FY23 numbers. 75% of our sales came from male condoms, and something like 19% came from female condoms, and rest came from IVD test kits and personal lubricant jellies. For the next, till the expansion plan has been completed, and when we start selling IVD test kits, I expect the contribution to stay the same of 20%, close to 20% female condoms.
Okay, so you are not expecting to increase the sales from female condoms, that it is a bit accretive as compared to male condoms, right?
We'll be increasing our capacity, so our base which you're using will also increase simultaneously. But the contribution for now till the expansion is finished will stay the same.
Okay, and expansion of finishing, what you are saying is that like 100% capacity utilization you are saying, or like the commencement of the expansion you are saying after 2 years?
No, when I say expansion finishing, I mean to say the last dipping line being installed, that is the 14th dipping line of the company.
That would be completed after 2 years, right?
Yes, approximately 2 years.
Yeah, and starting, it would be like commencing of first, second, third, fourth line, that would take how much time?
That would be done immediately. It would be done within 6 to 8 months.
But is it possible to acquire land and put in all the machinery
post,
and all that stuff? It's required,
correct? Post acquiring land, post setting up the factory shed, it will take 6 to 8 months.
And how much time you are expecting for the land parcel acquisition and all the regulatory approvals for that?
We will be completing it before December end.
Okay, before December end you are completing.
That is what we expect to complete before December end.
Okay, all right. That's it for right now. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take this as the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Aditya? Yes. So, thank you everybody for joining. It was a very eventful Q4 FY24 for us, because we have started having very fruitful lines of discussion as the new management of the company with the existing employees of the company. We are very happy with the feedback we are getting from them and the reassurance from them that they want to double down their efforts and work for Cupid along with us. We see Cupid as a great company with many good outlook for it ahead.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.